our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 426, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. I love the Lord, the fount of life and grace. He hears my voice, my cry and supplication. Inclines his ear, gives strength and consolation. In life and death, my heart will seek his face. And what follows, Psalter 426, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in John 21, the verses 12 through 25. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. John 21, beginning with the 12 verses. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? And knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, a son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, a son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. Thus spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testifieth of these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose, that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it is pleased thee by renewal on this holy day of rest to gather in so far that it is possible within the walls of thy house. Then in this evening, a post-communion service called upon to reflect upon what has transpired in this morning hour. Then it has pleased thee to grant guests at thy table the greater portion of the congregation, the confessing members. They have remained in their benches. Lord, then there is much need that as a people that we are much on our knees begging for thy mercy, for thy grace, for conversions and the further leadings in the life of thy children. Then for the guests called upon to reflect how it was in a week of preparation, how it was this morning hour at the table, and how it is in this evening hour. Then those guests are called upon to examine whether they had a wedding garment made by thee, given by thee, put on by thee, and that was embraced by the arm of faith. What a blessing it is when thou grantest in the life of thy children, when for a moment they may be on the shore, above the trials and the cares of all this life, to receive a little rest, and that they may be receive strength from the sacrament as with an Elijah of old, where he could go in thy strength for 40 days and then to come to Mount Horeb and to hear thy voice, to be instructed pertaining to the kingdom of God. Lord, thou art so free. Thou art so sovereign. But it can also be when they leave that shore back on the sea with their little boat that the waves can be so high, so fierce, that they can even be afraid that their little boat shall sink. Thy true people can know it with their mind, what thou hast written in thy word concerning thy wonderful work of grace, the work of a triune God. Thy people can have heard thy voice, receive the special promise, but, Lord, when the waves become so high, and when thou permittest the devil to assault, to attack, and to question them, then how distressful it can become. But it is written in thy holy word, all things shall work together for good to them that love God and that are called according to thy purpose. We have heard it out of thy holy word. We hope to meditate upon that solemn and all-important question concerning that love for thee, Lord. Thou as a people upon the earth that may be given to say with the Peter of old, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Thou knowest in this morning hour how it has been in each heart. May there have been those that have sat with a holy jealousy, a holy longing, and yet so caught in the thickets. A Lord, grant a prayer for one another. Remember the whole congregation. Convert what is unconverted, because it is written in thy holy word, if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, Maranatha. Lord, thou hast promised to bless thy word. Do it also in this evening hour. We commend unto thee our boys and girls and our youth. Thou also knowest what liveth in their hearts. Thou knowest how they have sat in the bench. May there be many amongst them that have sat with such a holy jealousy and that have prayed unto thee that they may belong to that blessed people with a new heart that loves thee, that fears thee, that hates sin, and that needs to be washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless the manifold means of grace, the church, help the consistory. May they be carried upon the wings of prayer, and may the labors be richly blessed. Remember the family circles. Help fathers and mothers to instruct their children in the aforesaid doctrine. Bless our Christian school. Help all those that we labor therein when thy word may be opened, make it a blessing for young and old. We commend unto thee thy church. Remember our denomination. Remember the theological school, the instructors and the students. The labors are manifold. A wealth of grand servants, a church worker, and teachers for our Christian school. Remember the persecuted church. Remember thy church in the country where there is war, where there is death, where there is destruction. May they be given to experience that thou answerest prayer indeed, that thou may be a wonder-doing God. And remember that country, that it may be also for the coming of thy kingdom, and that thy people may be given to make their calling and election sure. Take the veil off the Jewish nation, and remember all mission work, also our mission field. Lord, we commend unto thee three young couples. One couple in this week, two couples in the week following, when thou granteth it, when thou spareth, who hope to be united in holy matrimony. Wilt thou help them? Wilt thou provide? Wilt thou care? And wilt thou save them? May they be given to beg of thee for thy special help and thy special presence on their special day, and be given to beg of thee that it may be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. A father and mother hope to commemorate in this week that thou hast spared them for 45 years in the bond of holy matrimony. Also on that day, then the thought shall multiply. Mourning is not strange to them. A daughter-in-law in the day of tomorrow hopes to undergo surgery. By renewal, we commend her unto thee. Bless the hand of the physicians. Grant her, together with her husband, a special place at thy footstool. A grandson with a dreaded disease that has returned. O Lord, we commend him unto thee. May he be given to cry with his dear wife mightily unto thee. Remember for body and for soul, under the solemn circumstances, wilt thou yet grant a profound impression of thy goodness, for thy sparing and for thy caring. Remember them for body and for soul. Remember all the family circles. May love abound. Word is different. Grant repentance. What has been separated, bring it together. Remember all those that are struggling with temptations and addictions. Wilt thou deliver them? We commend unto thee all of our elderly ones, care home, those that may still go in and out. Remember all the mourning ones, many amongst us, and also in these days, then old wounds are reopened. Lord, continue to place underneath thy everlasting arms. Remember the father and mother, the family circle that is called upon to go to the cemetery to bury their little son. Remember and help thy servant well to grant him words to speak, and that the callings may be sanctified. Remember all under the physician's care, the circumstances they are all known unto thee. May it be used for the coming of thy kingdom. Remember the crosses. Remember the burdens. May we be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Remember our poor nation. Remember our province. Lord, we humbly beg of thee for thy help. Open thy word. May it go forth with power divine. May it be used for the conversion of sinners, uncovering of false foundations, but also for the edification, the comfort, and the encouragement of thy people. Ah, thou knowest who are thine. May they be found more often as that dove, where the dove may be given to mourn, tell thee everything, need thee for everything, that close and dependent life, and to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Lord, nothing to plead upon, a company of poor sinners, but may we be given to beg for thy mercy. Ah, grant the spirit of prayer and of supplication, that there may be many beggars among young and old, also in this evening in thy house. Ah, thou wast never turned a true beggar away. All that come unto thee, thou wilt in no wise cast out. Thou art a surprising God. Well, thou be a surprising God in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 384, the five stanzas. O Lord, my inmost heart and thought, thy searching eye does see. Wherever I rest, wherever I go, my ways are known to thee. And what follows, Psalter 384, the five stanzas. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in John 21, the verses 15, 16, and 17. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, a son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, a son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, a son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Our text words speak of Jesus' threefold examination on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias. Four thoughts. In the first place, the necessity of this examination. Secondly, the questions in this examination. Thirdly, the answers upon this examination. And fourth, the commands regarding this examination. Jesus' threefold examination on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias. The necessity, the questions, the answers, and the commands. Thus first, the necessity of this examination. Beloved congregation, we read in our text, So when they had dined, then in this history, then Jesus did not disappear mysteriously out of the midst of the disciples, as he has done with the two travelers to Emmaus, after he has broken bread. So when they had dined, that speaks of post-communion and a reflection upon what has transpired on the sea and also on the shore. When Jesus has given that precious invitation, come and dine. In God's word, then we read many exhortations for the church to reflect, to consider. We read in Deuteronomy 8, the verses 10 and 11, that it was commanded that when they came in that good land, and they were given to eat and filled, not to forget the Lord, but that they were called upon to praise his great and worthy name. When we considered the parables of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he has spoken of feasts, Matthew 22, then the king has come to examine all his guests, greatly given to rejoice that there were so many with the wedding garment, which was provided so freely, and greatly distressed, he even said, "Friend, how camest thou thither without a wedding garment?" In Matthew 25, we have the parable of 10 virgins. 5 are wise and 5 are foolish. Then in the third place, then it is necessary that it may be for the further strengthening of the faith of the true child of God. What a blessing and what a privilege. When in the evening service, there may be aftergleanings. There can also be times in the life of a child of God when, under the permission of the Lord, that hellish wolf is let loose. But so far and no further, because the salvation of the church lie assured. So when they had dined, what a comfort and what an encouragement it can be in that further examination, and what a blessing in the life of a child of God when there may be further dealings concerning that invitation and concerning that dining. What a clear example we have concerning that woman with the issue of blood. Was her thought that she would go through the crowd secretly, not telling anyone, to touch the garment of that precious Jesus, to be healed, and then to return to her home? What a privilege it was for that woman that Jesus has asked, "Who touched me?" And where she has come and told him all the truth. Because otherwise, how she would have been assaulted, was against the law as an unclean woman, to go through the multitude, that she had stolen the blessing, and that sickness would soon return with vengeance, and she would die. So when they had dined further, to increase their love and thankfulness, we read in Psalm 116, verse 12, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits bestowed upon me?" And in our chapter, it also concerns service in this chapter. Then Peter publicly and officially would be reinstated in his office. That is necessary oftentimes for office bearers when they spoil everything. But we read of the office of all believers to be the salt and the light of the earth, and that in the way of post-communion reflection, that they may be made useful and profitable afar their fellow man. In the days of old, it has been said that there are very few single conversions. How was that in our day? So, when they had dined, and then with that dining was the bread and the fish upon the fire of coals, boys and girls, where else do we find in the Bible that there is written of the fire of coals? That is, in the judgment hall of Caiaphas, where Peter has warmed himself, there are souls that have much to do with that fire of coals. A blessing when in a post-communion service that there may be such souls exercised also with Matthew 10, the verses 32 and 33, concerning the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. What a questions there can be for those souls whom the Lord has quickened by His Spirit. What a riddles, what a perplexities, also concerning those three points, especially the second, as it is declared in our Heidelberg Catechism, and in the form, there can also be those contrary providences that bring a living soul in such a great need. Unanswered prayers that many times such a soul knoweth it no more. It can also be in the hearts of those living souls where the Lord has begun that good work, where they have experienced the wonderful things of the Lord, that there can be much obscurity concerning that net on the right side, concerning that covenant of grace and the meritorial work of His dear Son. There can also be mistaken notions concerning the table of the covenant, that there can be living souls that have the thought that it is necessary not to misunderstand, because when the Lord works, then we can tell what has transpired. And also concerning the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, when a soul may attend, then they can relate what has went before, and also how they have come to that table. But it can be that there are living souls that have the thought that to come to the table of the Lord, then it must take place what I read in Ezekiel 8, where the prophet was sitting among the elders of the land in that faraway Babylon. And then the Lord, by His hand, has lifted the prophet by the locks of his hair between the heavens and the earth, and brought him to the temple in Jerusalem. The bride in the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 4, has declared, "Draw me, and we will run after thee." Then the disciples, they have dined around the fire of coals, and that had a special meaning for Peter, where he has sat around the same and denied his master three times. There are souls that have to do with that fire of coals. And what a blessing it is when such a soul may receive a loving look from the Lord, where we read with Peter that Jesus has turned himself and looked. It was a look of love, and it was a look of grief. And then Peter has went out. He has wept bitterly. There are souls concerning that coal of fire that are given to make vows before the Lord, that when it pleases the Lord, they learn that they have sent everything away. Worse than Peter, Peter was under a certain persecution where Jesus has been arrested, and they knew who his disciples were. But now concerning the table of the covenant in a time of peace. And then there have been souls throughout the ages that have vowed before the Lord that when it would please the Lord to spare them, and there may be another time when the Lord shall grant it with the administration of the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they shall, that they must, and the wonder that they may confess the name of the Savior who has become so necessary, so suitable, and so precious. We have heard this morning that there was quietness with that dining. They had the evidences that it was the Lord, yet they had a desire to ask, the true people of God. They need a confirmation each time by renewal, and for the living child, the last visit, the last token of his favor, that is the best assurance. So, when they had dined, when that examination was necessary for Peter, then how necessary for the living church, and in this evening hour, how necessary for each and every one to examine each of our hearts. Because of Peter, he has left all. He was called to be an apostle. He has preached not a ground for eternity, has performed miracles, has sat under the prophetical ministry of the great prophet and great teacher. And now our text word, that concerns love, That is the most important matter concerning our religion in 1 Corinthians 13. Apostle has even written, if I had faith that I could even remove mountains and had not charity, I am but tingling brass. And of faith, hope, and love, that charity is the greatest. We can speak much. We can confess much. We can pretend much. We can do much, can have much knowledge and much zeal. But if we have not that true and genuine love which the Lord pours out in the heart of His people, then we have nothing necessary to appear before the Lord. The solemn words in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 22. If any man, any boy or girl, any youth, any middle-aged, any elderly one, love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. Maranatha, our second thought. The questions in this examination. Simon, a son of Jonas, was a personal question for Simon around that fire of coals. Then the other disciples, how they must have listened and how they must have thought, because those other disciples perhaps thought, after the Master is finished with Peter with house visitation, then I shall also receive a turn. How a Thomas must have reflected upon that evening, that he even stayed home from church, and the reprimand that Jesus has given Thomas, because thou wast seen, thou believest, blessed are they that see not and believe. Oh, Nathaniel, an Israelite of no guile, but also fled when Jesus was arrested. James and John, when they were led further, together with Peter in the Garden of Gethsemane, that they could not watch with the Master for an hour. And the disciples with no name, those disciples, they can be so quiet, sometime only tears, but a jealousy of Simon, Simon, son of Jonah, that was the original name of that disciple. He was called by that name in John 1, verse 42, when Andrew has brought him to Jesus. Simon, son of Jonah, would be called Cephas, that means a stone. This name, the son of Jonah, a little different form. In Matthew 16, verse 17, Bar-Jonas, when Peter has made that good confession, but flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which art in heaven. Thus Peter, Simon Peter, was reminded of his origin. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 7, and who maketh thee to differ becomes more and more the wonder for the true child of God. Oh, for a Simon Peter, may be a soul in my midst concerning that fire of coals, so jealous of Simon, that Jesus has yet spoken unto him that he was being questioned, that he may unburden his heart. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Jesus did not say, Simon, art thou elected? The secret things belong to the Lord. Jesus did not say to Simon, Simon, how is it now concerning your faith? There can be times for the true child of God. Oh, it is true. When the Lord grants it by his Spirit, then they may believe and must believe. Then it is so real and so true. Nevertheless, Jesus did not ask concerning his faith, did not ask concerning his confidence, because there was a time that Peter thought that he stood above the other disciples, that he even said that if all the other disciples would be offended, he would never be offended, that he was even willing to die. Jesus did not ask concerning his tears. Oh, what Peter could tell. Time he would never forget when he has went out and wept bitterly. The living church, they shall become mourners, to mourn, to be sorrowful over their sins. Jesus did not ask Simon Peter whether he had repented sufficiently. Jesus did not ask Simon Peter concerning his knowledge of the doctrines as they were proclaimed, preached unto him, but a very simple and pointed question that Jesus has directed to Simon Peter. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? When we love someone, Jesus did not ask Simon Peter to explain it, but the simple question, lovest thou me? And when we love someone, then we shall know it. And that becomes evident in our life, concerning that love to the Lord, concerning the question of Jesus in the English language. Then each time there is spoken of love, but in the Greek language, then there are two different words used, and the distinction is not always so simple, and nevertheless, there is a difference. Then one of the words in Greek is agape. That concerns the heart, that is more constant, that is very devoted. The other word is filio. That is very passionate, even translated to kiss in the Bible. But it is more of the mind. It is true. Much has been written about these words, and they are closely connected, and nevertheless a difference. And to make it simple, even for our boys and girls, then we shall call the one a bigger love and another one a smaller love. And what is now the biggest love? Not only when we tell boys and girls, you must do that. Tell your father and mother that you love them and that you are thankful for the care. But of course, a bigger love is to obey them and to do your best to make them happy. And now concerning the question that Jesus has asked, then in the first question, then Jesus has used that bigger love. And that first question, then there is added, lovest thou me more than these? The Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than Thomas, Nathaniel, James and John, and the two unnamed disciples? Then it is clear, of course, we may also ask each other, lovest thou me more than these? More than the disciples, do we love the Lord more than husband and wife, our children, our family? Maybe ask, lovest thou me more than your boat, the nets, and the fish which you have got? But the question speaks of whether Simon Peter, with that larger love, loves the Savior more than the other disciples before. He had compared himself to the other disciples. He thought he stood above them. In the second question, then by renewal, Jesus asked concerning that bigger love, but then he leaves off more than these. Then the question is, Simon Peter, do you really love me with that larger love at all? The third question, then Jesus uses another word. That is that smaller love. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me even with that smaller love? What a profound question. What an important question. Boys and girls, then I ask you in this evening, do you love the Lord? That's what it goes about. When the Lord works and grants a new heart, then we do love the Lord. And we love everything that is connected with the Lord, young people. Question also comes to you. Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me more than these? when a Ruth has made that good choice, the answer was not so difficult, older ones. The question comes to you, lovest thou me? Then we see the necessity of the work of the Holy Spirit in the heart. Our third point, the answers upon this examination, let us first sing. Psalter 70, the stanzas 1, 2, and 5. Judge my integrity, the righteous judge thou art. Prove me, O Lord, examine me, and try my inmost heart. And what follows, Psalter 70, 1, 2, and 5. Jesus' threefold examination on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias. The necessity, the questions, and now thirdly, the answers upon this examination. Are there souls in this evening that may fall in with a Peter? Peter did not have to say to Jesus, "May I have a little time to give an answer?" Was immediately, was out of the bottom of his heart, was in the presence of the fire of coals. He had denied his master 3 times, had been an increase in that denial, so the questions have become more profound. And then as Simon Peter, the presence of the other disciples, "Yea, Lord," given to make a confession. He has sinned grievously, has done against what he has promised, has denied his master with a curse, "Yea, Lord, thou art still my owner, still my master. Oh, Lord, may I continue to be thy servant. Yea, Lord, thou knowest all things. The Lord has a people that is glad with the omniscience of the Lord, can be a fright to the ungodly, but a comfort for the people of God. Ah, that the Lord knows all things, notwithstanding their sins, their infirmities, the evil of their heart, that at the bottom of their heart, yea, Lord, thou knowest all things." He saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." But Peter did not dare to use the same word what Jesus has used. Jesus has asked concerning that larger love, more profound. But Peter has answered using that smaller love, "Lord, the fire of coal that testifies against me, not what it ought to be, have denied thee so grievously, and yet, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." The second time, when Jesus is asked by renewal, then we read the same answer. The second time Jesus is asked concerning that bigger love, and now the second time by renewal, then Peter has said, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." Then by renewal, he has used that lesser love, the fire of coals. The church forgets not so quickly. The church needs to be pardoned. But now the third time, then Jesus no longer asks concerning that bigger love, but he has used that lesser love. "Simon, do you now love me?" Even with that lesser love, how it must have reminded Peter in the hall of Caiaphas. He has denied his master 3 times. And then we read that Peter was grieved. I think our boys and girls can understand it. If your father and mother now ask you whether you love them, whether you love them a whole lot, or maybe after you had not been so good, that it would be a deeper question. And I hope, children, that you do your best to make your parents happy. But then you would say, Father and Mother, you know, notwithstanding, sometime maybe a little naughty, that I do love Father and Mother. But now a Father and Mother would ask you for the second time the same question, then I think you would become a little sad. Even sadder if they asked the third time. Maybe there would be boys and girls that would begin to cry and say, Father and Mother, do you not believe me when I tell you that I love you a whole lot? And so we read of Simon that he was grieved. We do not read that Simon became angry. True work of the Lord that could stand some examination and that could stand testing, because the true child of God needs to know that it is true, that it is right, that it is the work of the Lord which has been glorified in their heart. And the true child, they do not seek the Lord in the first place for the gifts. Ah, they are so precious, those fish which they may catch, but they seek him for the Lord himself. And they need that precious mediator for the pardoning of their sins, Christ. We read in John 14, verse 6, that he is the way to the Father. And now the third answer, not an unknown matter, for the true child of God. The answer, the beginning is different. The first two answers, they began with a yea. But the third answer, that yea is left off, but still Lord, still Master, a title of respect. Thou knowest all things. Is not a strange confession for the true child of God. They are glad and they may tell the Lord all what lives in their heart. Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest the evil. Thou knowest the sin. Thou knowest the struggles. Thou knowest the fear of man. Thou knowest the unbelief. Thou knowest the undoubt. Thou knowest the trouble with the devil, the assaults, and the questions. Lord, thou knowest my ignorance. A Simon, the true child of God, is given to rejoice that there is an all-knowing and everywhere present God upon this earth that may look in the deepest recesses of their heart. And there are times, oh, many a times in secret, that is a Simon, also when they have denied, when they had given into temptation, that they may be given to say, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Oh, it is true. I have denied thee. But still, Lord, that vehement desire in my heart, and that becomes evident in our life, it is true, in the way of confession, it is evident in our thoughts, evident in our desires, in our exercises, it is evident in our walk, dress, hair, all things that concern this temporal life. Reverend Richard Hill, of a former age, has stated that he would not believe a man to be a Christian if his wife, children, and servants were not the better for it, and in the way of true religion, then even the animals shall notice it. Lord, thou knowest that I love thee, and that becomes evident. It's more than speaking. Then we have a love to his law, to his word, to his house, to his people, to his institutions. Oh, concerning that love, then the answer by renewal was that smaller word, and yet of the eminent love. Our last thought, the commands regarding this examination we have stated. It was necessary for Peter to be officially reinstated into his office. That was necessary for himself. That was necessary for the church. And that was necessary for the devil. Because how the devil, that had not taken place for those that are called to labor in the Lord's vineyard, what an assault there can be. And now if Peter had not been reinstated officially, then how Satan would have oftentimes come, Peter, do you really think that you are still called unworthy? Send it all away, thus necessary. And then there is spoken of lambs and sheep, necessary in the church, that little lambs are born, and that lambs become sheep, exercised with the further leadings concerning the things of the Lord, the office of all believers, that we may be used for our fellow man, that we may be the salt of the earth and the light upon the hill. Then further, then Christ has spoken of that dependency so needful, a blessing for the child of God to live that dependent life, to need that precious Jesus as their prophet, their priest, and their king. And then the command of follow me. Congregation, lovest thou me? Lovest thou me more than these? That is a question that requires an answer in this evening hour between the Lord and your soul. And how has it now been in your bench? Must you confess that you have never experienced that love, that you are lovers of the world, the things of time and sense? We have mentioned that solemn text out of 1 Corinthians 16, verse 22. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha, Christ returneth. The Lord has a people. What a comfort these verses have been for many a child of God. Also concerning the fire of coals, concerning their journey through this wilderness, the temptations and the troubles. Oh, many a child of God has been given to pour out their heart. Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may acknowledge thee for another Lord's Day. Sacrament and word may be administered. And in this evening hour, an examining question, a question that requires an answer between thee and our soul. Well, to grant the application, we may commence another week. Graciously watch over us, the mothers in the home, at work, at school, on the way. Well, thou also graciously watch over all the little children in the midst of the congregation, also in the night watches. Remember the morning family that is called to go to the cemetery. Remember when the consistory hopes to meet tomorrow evening. Remember the young couple who hopes to be united in holy matrimony. Provide for the congregation on the coming Sabbath day. Remember and help the consistory. We commend unto thee the doorkeepers, those that lead the congregational singing, and all those that have an active part in the services. And may there be many Aaron's and hers. Bring us now safely to our dwellings. Watch over us in this night. Pardon us of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing psalter, 426, the stanzas 7, 9, and 10. What shall I render to Jehovah now for all the riches of his consolation? And what follows? 426, 7, 9, and 10. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.